Welcome to The Happy Eater with your host, Martita Robinson. This is a podcast for conscious women overcoming binge eating disorder. Learn tried and true spiritual principles for healing so that you can experience freedom around food and live life happy. Quick disclaimer. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. The information that I cover here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. If you need medical advice, please talk to your medical professional. All right, let's get started. Hi there, beauty. How's your day going? I hope it's going really well. I am just in the middle of cooking, took a break to record, making some curry. Curry is a staple in my home. I love curry and everybody in the house loves it. I actually lived in India for a period of about 4 years off and on. I pretty much lived there and I would come home just, you know, for small little breaks. And I loved it. I love India. I love the culture. I love the people. I love the food. Everything is amazing. But the food is, it's a staple. Indian cooking, Indian food is a staple in my house. If you haven't tried it, try it. Indian curry is so good. There's so many different kinds, so much good stuff when it comes to Indian food. Definitely give it a try if you haven't. Lots of spices, lots of good stuff. So yeah, I'm just taking a break to record. I hope you're doing good. I wanted to talk a little bit about the topic of self-love and the scale. The number that's on that scale and the need to really toss it in the trash in order to be successful. Divine dining and overcoming your binge eating disorder, you have to really let go of labels. And I've talked about this before. Labels are created by other people. You have to be able to define your own life. You have to be able to say, okay, this is what's good for me. And when you look at a number and say, okay, this number is not what I should be. Or you look at a number and say, okay, yay, I'm successful because I'm on this number. You're putting your entire existence and happiness of your entire happiness on this number, the existence of this number and what this number is. And that's horrible. That's horrible. If you're ever going to get over binge eating, you have to be okay with your body. You have to be able to love your body. And it's really hard to accept your body when you weigh a number that other people feel is not the number you should be weighing. It's really hard to connect to source and to spirit and to say, I love my body. Because, well, first of all, you cannot allow source and spirit and the divine within you to thrive and to be completely holy, to be completely and wholly connected. Okay, I think I just confused myself there. You cannot be completely connected to divinity. That sounds better. You can't be completely connected to divinity if you don't love your body. Why? Why is that? Because spirit within you is pure love. And the second that you don't feel love, you put a wall up between you and source, you in connection to source. It's like a wall just disconnects you. Now, of course, you're always connected, but the flow within you, the really that connection to spirit kind of just, you know, it's not there in the sense that you're not allowing yourself to recognize it. Because God is love, okay? 100% love. And if you can't look at yourself with love, then you can't connect, you can't feel God completely and wholly. Now, Can you be neutral? Yes, neutral is also where God is at, okay? So that's why, you know, being neutral is so much better than not loving yourself. And there's more to talk about with that. But, you know, basically, when you look at the number on the scale and it just brings you into these frenzies of like, oh my gosh, I am not beautiful. I'm not perfect. I'm not where I should be, you know, just by a number. And the number goes up and down. And it's like the number means nothing. The number means nothing. It is not your self-worth. It is not your self-worth should never be dictated by the number on your scale. My suggestion is to take your scale, go straight to the kitchen, throw it in the trash. Even, you know what? Take it outside to the main garbage can and put it there. Let it go. I say that with all love and pure honesty with it, because it's going to keep you anxious. It's going to keep you feeling like you're not beautiful. And in order to overcome binge eating, you have to be okay with who you are. I'm not saying you have to like be in love with yourself, although that's my goal to teach you how to do that. But you have to be okay with who you are. And I would much prefer that you would be in love with yourself and be like, oh my gosh, she's so fine when you look in the mirror. But being able to say, okay, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm getting there, is still being connected to who you are. And finding that little spot in you that can feel the love for yourself is what you want. Even if it's neutral, even if you look in the mirror and you don't have anything bad to say about it, that's still being present and mindful and peaceful. And that's what you want. So really, you know, the lesson here, my topic, what I'm trying to say is get rid of the scale, get rid of really hinging your entire self-worth on this number because it's crap. It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. You are beautiful inside and out. You are spirit. You are source. You are God inside of you. That spirit is in you. And you need to recognize that. And the size of your body doesn't matter. Whether you have cellulite, whether you have, you know, you're thick, you're big, you're small, you're too thin, too in parentheses. I mean, in quotation marks. Too thin. It's crap. It's like, look at, you know, love yourself. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. And you don't need a scale to tell you that. So throw it in the trash. It means nothing. If you want to be successful with divine dining, you've got to get rid of it. So get rid of it. I challenge you to get rid of it. All right, beauty. That's my topic. That's what I wanted to talk about today. I'm going to get off and go finish this curry. The kids are starving. But, you know, if you have kids, you know they're always starving, right? All right, honey. Love you. If you have any questions, just reach out on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to find out more information about the Happy Eater or to get personalized help, go to www.thehappyeater.us.